Well, we're going to talk Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days going on in Adair here the next couple of days. Linda Mackerel is one of the organizers of that event. Linda, good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Just fine, thank you very much. I know it's a lot of work to get these things organized and to get so many things put together to have so much fun for folks, but it does take a lot of volunteers, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Lots of them.
Yeah, and it starts very early.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. We've been working on this for a long, long time.
Probably since last year's festival.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't notice a lot of drastic changes when I look through the schedule of things that you guys have done from year to year. Have you kind of stayed the pattern?
Last year, was kind of a little different format. You know, we did some new and different ideas, and, you know, we just feel 1 year isn't a good, you know, a good test for something. So we stuck with basically the same format as we did last year.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about some of the activities you have going on here, because it looks like you've tried to keep a wide range of things for kids, for adults. You know, you've got food, you've got activities and events. There's a little shopping involved. You're trying to please a lot of people, right?
Yes, we are. Trying to get everybody to come to town and just have a good day.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the kids' activities here, because you've got a lot of things going on. I know today you're going to start with some activities in the day that a lot of folks can enjoy, the sidewalk sales. There's a bake sale as well. But later on in the day, as we get toward the end of the business day, the Friday night schedule starts to heat up pretty well, and I think kids will enjoy some of the things going on, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. At 4 o'clock, we have the Kids Theater. That's inside at the Presbyterian Church. So it'll be cool in there. Just a bunch of kids get together and put on a play for everyone.
Have they been working on that for a long time?
I think it's just a week. They have just a short week of rehearsal and, you know, then go with it from there.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And a little ice cream afterward?
Yep. Presbyterians are going to serve ice cream, yes.
Well, good. Well, I know the fire departments in small communities are always big parts of community festivals, and they're taking a big part in yours, too.
Correct, they do. We were working hand-in-hand with the fire department both last year and this year. We've, you know, really tried to work together to, you know, come up with some good ideas for different things to do.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know they got some water fights going on. They're going to take care of the barbecue for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
What are they grilling?
I think hamburgers and brats, and I think, I'm not sure, sometime in there I think they might be having a Windsor chop meal.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, that should be really good then. Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the kids' parade that comes up now tonight at 6 o'clock. Is that something that's exclusively for the children?
Yes. Children of all ages, they can bring their bikes, they can bring floats, they can just walk in the parade. Anything goes.
Has that been pretty successful over the years?
Yeah, it has been. It's my kids some 30 years ago were doing the kiddie parade, and it's still going strong.
Really? Do you use the pictures to blackmail them once in a while?
Well, I haven't run across any of those.
Well, we got to keep them on their toes.
Yep, that's exactly
very
right.
Good. Well, I see it's the theme of the parade is Adair 2012. Change is in the wind. How hard did you have to think to come up with that particular topic?
Well, with our new wind farm going in here north of town, we just kind of thought that maybe we want to try to incorporate that with it. So we just came up with a lot of different scenarios and picked the one we liked the best, and I think it describes it very well.
Very good. Well, now I know the Friday night activities are mostly based around family type of activities and things that everybody can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, baby crawl races, it's exactly what it says, right?
Yes, exactly what it says, and that's been going on since some 30 years ago when my kids were little, too. They've been having the baby crawl.
So it's just like any other race. They crawl, first one across the line wins.
Exactly. And you know, last year I think we had 9 babies, and you know, so we did 3 heats and then we had a crawl off. Yep.
How far do they go?
20 feet.
Not very.
No.
Sometimes they don't cooperate as well.
No. Lots of them don't.
Mom and Dad have to go to the finish line and beg them to come this way?
Yep. They get their keys out, or they bring their favorite toy to try to coax them to come to the other end. So
that might actually be more fun to watch than the babies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the parents and what they'll do to get them,
One never knows.
Yep.
What's the guideline for that? How old can they be?
Well, crawling, basically.
Okay.
I mean, anybody that can crawl is... And, of course, you know, if they know how to walk, chances are they're going to get up and walk. So
that's right.
That's where we have to draw the line. So.
Okay. Well, now the Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger events will come up that night, too. And that's been something that's been going on for a very long time.
Yes, it has. It's a pretty popular event. We had lots of kids last year. And any, you know, any kid can get in, age limit 3 to 9. You know, and it's just a fun little thing for the kids to do. And then the winner gets to ride in the parade
good.
Tomorrow.
Have they already signed up, or is there time yet?
No, they can. We have no pre-registration. You just come up and sign up that night.
Okay, great. Tonight. So they still have time. There's some other activities and stuff, a bags tournament as well coming up tonight. So lots of things on the Friday evening schedule. Now, Saturday is just a jam-packed day full of stuff. And I know you've got the run and walk event coming up early in the morning at 7 a.m. Is that something also they can show up and participate in?
There is... there's no entry fee. Just come in and walk. Last year we had 80 some walkers and runners, and you know I think we run a 4 mile route, and then when you get done, you get a free T-shirt and some bottle of water.
Oh, great! So and anybody can participate. No pre-registration.
No. None.
Great. Well, that's great. Okay, let's talk food now, too, because throughout the day, there are lots of opportunities for folks to eat. I know the Lions Club has a pancake breakfast. The firemen will be barbecuing again. There are all kinds of different food stands and stuff. I can't imagine that anybody goes hungry.
No, absolutely not. You can eat your way across town.
And many do, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now, the big parade, I guess if we could call it that, at 10:30 Saturday morning has the same theme, Adair 2012 Changes in the Wind. Again, there, too, there's no pre-registration. They just show up?
Nope, just show up. Yep.
Where's the lineup area?
The lineup area is at the Crawford & Crawford building right on the west end of Adair.
Okay. And they can do that at what time?
I would say 9 o'clock.
Okay. So whenever you want to go, if you want to be first in the parade, show up early.
That's right.
If you don't care, then show up late. No
That's
problem.
Right.
Well, not too late, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, lots of other things going on, as we said, throughout the day as far as food goes. I know a lot of the churches and things are helping out, the different clubs and stuff, but there are plenty of other activities going on throughout the course of the day. What's your favorite?
Well, this year I think my favorite is going to be the Gustafsons. They're going to provide easy listening music in the afternoon. It's going to be at the community building, so that would be a good place to go and cool off.
Who are the Gustafsons? Where are they from?
Gary Gustafson grew up in Adair and graduated from Adair Casey, and they live at Slater now, him and his wife, Marsha.
Okay. Well, I've seen their names pop up around at some other activities, other things going on this summer, so they must be ones that are A, very popular, but B, wanting to get around this area again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. They always like to come home.
Yeah. Well, good. And that'll be in the community center, air conditioned.
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
Air conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention it's air conditioned?
We mentioned it.
Okay.
It's air conditioned.
We better stress that.
Yep.
It's expected to be hot again this weekend.
Yes.
So, you know, we hope folks have a good time with all that stuff too. But now as we get on through the day, there are plenty of other things that are going on as well. I know the kids can have participating games. There's a lot of things for the adults though too. If they're athletically inclined, there's a volleyball tournament, a sand volleyball tournament. I know you've got some things for the adults there, though, too. There's a car show and shine. There's even a poker run that'll be going on this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Or it's actually Saturday afternoon, rather.
Correct, correct. Yep, it starts at the fire hall at,
Is it at 1 o'clock?
Yes, it is at 1.
Okay.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, and they register around the noon hour or so they can start getting organized there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's, what is that? Is that a fundraising effort? Or is it just fun?
I think it's just fun.
Okay.
Put on by the fire department.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there'll be fire truck rides. There's a pie auction later on. There's a spaghetti supper later on in the evening, too, at the community center at 5 o'clock. It says senior class is putting that on. Is that a fundraising effort for them?
Yes, it is a fundraising effort for them. Yep, okay. For their senior trip.
Okay, perfect. And then you'll finish off the night with a street dance.
Correct, yes. Bo Nystrom Band is going to play starting at 8:30. The gates open at 7.
And they'll have lots of different types of music?
Correct. They're country, classic rock, southern rock. Yep. Just country music.
Okay. Very good. And now, is there an entry fee to get into that?
Yes, $7.
$7 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be plenty of food and drinks and things there?
Correct.
Great. Well, I know everybody's always welcome. You don't lock the gates there at Adair. If everybody wants to come in from outside the community and enjoy the celebration, they're more than welcome to do that. I know you always kind of, as a hook, base this on the Jesse James story and things with the first train robbery in the West over in that area. But you've been doing this now for a good long time. What, 57 years now?
Yes, 57.
It's been a pretty good hook for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, sure has.
Yeah. And if everybody wants to stop on over and enjoy, they're sure welcome to do so. It's a product of the Adair Chamber of Commerce, and pretty much all the businesses and organizations in the area come together to help do all these activities and things. So, Linda, we hope you have a great crowd and hopefully some good weather here for this weekend.
Yes, yes. Some of these events, if we had to move them inside in case of rain, that wouldn't be a problem for us.
Okay, very good. And we'll keep it tuned. If that happens, let us know. We'll pass the word along.
Okay, we'll do.
Great. Well, Linda Mackerel, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with Jesse James Chuckwagon Days.
Yep, thank you very much.